Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Life is full of mysteries. The evil of our world is agonizing, and the innocent suffer in ways that continually horrify and distress us. In this chapter, John shares his vision of a scroll which holds the answers to the mysteries of the world, but there's a problem. There are seven seals on this scroll, and nobody can be found to open it. John wept bitterly at this, but the 24 elders pointed out that somebody had been found who was worthy to break open the seal. He was the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, none other than Jesus Christ himself. Jesus was both the victorious Lion, but also the Lamb. He had only won his great victory because he'd been willing to offer himself as a sacrificial offering. And so in response, millions of angels burst out in song praising him. Jesus was worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. This takes us to the heart of this amazing book, which recognizes the terrible evil of the world, but directs us to the one who both understands what is going on and has won the greatest victory over darkness. I love the fact that this momentous moment is celebrated by singing, and indeed, the singing only grows in intensity. The following verse talks about every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, singing in celebration of the greatness of the Lamb. When we sing in our churches, we need to remind ourselves of the way in which we are taking part in an eternal chorus of praise to God. As we sing, we enjoy a unique form of unity, not only with those around us, but with the whole of God's people in every place and in every age. There are many aspects of the book of Revelation that are strange and unfamiliar to us, but amidst the strangeness, we need to cling tightly to those things which are incredibly clear, and the greatest of those is the fact that Jesus is Lord. To a society which believed that Caesar was Lord, and in which the church faced continual persecution and rejection, this brought great encouragement. And to us today, as we gaze at the brokenness and sadness of an ungodly and destructive world, we need to draw new encouragement and strength from the fact that Jesus is Lord. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you, for blessing, honor, glory, and power belong to you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.